This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. We're already into the second hour of this live Friday edition. Paul, Bob, Kevin, Michael, Mark, and others, your calls are coming up. I will get into how the mainstream is now admitting what we've known about Ritalin and Prozac and all these drugs. They cause serious health problems, suicide and psychotic breaks, and increase the likelihood that someone will be a substance abuser and will be more addicted if they ever use controlled substances. Also, Ashcroft says that the Patriot Act doesn't take your rights and asks the media to help him lie to everyone. That's what he's doing. He says, help us tell everybody that there isn't any of your liberties being lost. This guy dwarfs Clinton when it comes to bald-faced lying. Monsanto is now having people arrested and taken to the court they own in St. Louis. Doesn't matter where you are in the country, you go to their court, special federal law, in St. Louis, where they're based, where you get prison time. That's all coming up. So big show today. Stay with us. Paul in Indiana, you're on the air. First caller, welcome.
Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm honored to be on the air. Glad I'm here.
I am too. Hey, got a lot on my mind, but I'll just try to cover the most important stuff, I guess. I was driving down the road the other day, and I saw a big billboard that said, sobriety checkpoint ahead. And it kind of threw me for a loop. I guess it was more of just like an intimidation kind of thing than anything else.
Why? Because you didn't see a checkpoint?
No, there was no checkpoint.
Well, let me tell you. The National Seatbelt Initiative, passed in 98, billions of funding a year, says that it is to have checkpoints, to have the flashing billboards, the emergency billboards, the traffic billboards, to get you ready for internal checkpoints to be built into the roads and internal toll roads. So that's what you're seeing. It's just an acclimation period.
Right. Hey, in regards to the Patriot Act and the new definition of terrorism, you know, I wrote to my senator here in Indiana, and it was a point-blank question that said, according to the Patriot Act, I quoted the bill and said, this is the new definition of terrorism, and do you agree with this definition? And, of course, I got a generic boilerplate letter back that said, you know, the Patriot Act was passed 99-1 in the Senate, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, support anti-terrorism.
Yeah, while the Senate was under anthrax attack by the CIA.
Anyway, how do you get answers from these public officials? I mean,
Number one, they're not officials and they're not authorities. They're a bunch of criminals.
I realize that.
And, and back when they weren't crooks all, they were called public servants, but now they tell you to call them officials,
right,
and authorities.
Right.
And they're not any of that. They're
right.
A pack of looting thugs.
So is there any way to really call these guys to the carpet and get them to answer the question?
Yeah,
directly?
You got to show 100 people the bill in subsection 802. So when they hear Ashcroft lying, they'll know he's a liar, and that'll make them angry and make them investigate more.
That's it, huh?
And you just got to go, here's the bill, Library of Congress, here's the section. He says it doesn't affect you. It does. You can show them the Washington Times for Monday, where they say it's for all citizens, Justice Department, all crimes, and then show them Ashcroft saying it isn't, and you're a terrorist if you say it does affect you.
Right.
I have this guy on tape saying that if you say the Patriot Act takes liberties, you're helping the terrorists.
I saw it. Yeah, I saw it.
So you've seen Police State 3.
No, I saw 911. You had it on there also.
Oh, that's the emergency release limited edition 911. Did have that, yes.
I see. Well, hey, that's it. I appreciate you taking my call, Alex.
God bless you,
sir. Take care.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate the excellent points. Come back and talk to Bob, Kevin, Michael, Mark. many others. Toll-free number to join me on air on this Friday, 800-259-9231. I'm going to do these calls quickly. When we get back and right back into the news, the forced drugging of your children, all part of Satan land.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor. And the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Mass quarantining, forced injections, part of federal law, page 76 of the Homeland Security Act. Now they've quarantined somebody in Dallas claiming it's SARS or fear-mongering. I was watching the news last night. MSNBC and CNN mentioned possible martial law. They're getting that term into our nomenclature now. Do you ever think you'd hear them talk about martial law? But they said, hey, it's the new wave, emerging viruses and bacteria, and just get used to being locked down in your cities and thousands of you being quarantined. It's for your safety. See, oh, and the terrorists are going to get us too. We got to be quarantined and locked down and scrutinized by the Pentagon and the CIA acting domestically. It's all for our safety. Just all these reasons, but the border stays wide open. We got SARS and West Nile and monkeypox all showing up right on time, and the globalist policy papers said that they needed biological attacks or the threat of it to install their police state, and they're doing it. Coming up, FDA, Paxil may be linked to suicide in kids. Well, the whole class of psychotropics are. And I've been covering this ever since I got on the air 8-9 years ago. They're now admitting Ritalin is killing kids and is very deadly. Those stories are coming up. We've had the doctors, the scientists, the researchers on to talk about this. They knew it in 83 when they did the trials of Prozac. There were massive numbers of suicides and murders in adults taking it. And now CPS, when they seize your toddler, when the child cries, when it's locked up in Florida, it was one of the worst states in mental institutions, is an overflow facility. When your child cries, it's mental illness. They're putting them on Prozac and Paxil and other drugs. And now the Supreme Court's ruled that they arrest you, they can just go ahead and drug you and get you ready for trial for criminal charges. So that's coming up as well, the Sovietization of America. Right now, let's go to the calls. Bob in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome, Alex. How are you today?
Good, my friend.
How's your finger? Better?
Oh, it's good. It's healing nicely.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. We don't want you losing a finger. Hey, I want to point out to the listeners and yourself the dialectic that's going on here.
Well, okay. Explain what a dialectic is first.
Well, it's thesis, antithesis. Let's pit the left against the right continuously. And you can hear it on the right-wing talk shows. You know, they're demonizing Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton constantly. I mean, this is like their only topic. The guy isn't president anymore. You know, he's gone away, and they just keep hammering him. But the point I'm trying to make here is that they're going to run somebody in the Democratic election here coming up for the presidency, and he's already been chosen. I called this a year ago. His name is Bob Kerry. And what they're doing, okay, is they're playing this game with Bush. They're going to demonize him, which he is a demon. But it's the good cop, bad cop scenario, okay? Now, Kerry voted for Patriot Act, did he not?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, but he's one of them, too. He's also a member of the Skull and Bones
Club.
Well,
it's like Senator Graham out of Florida. He helped author it, and then he's out giving speeches against it, but only saying it needs to be amended. See, legitimizing it, that's how they control debates. And let me break this down. By all the neocons talking about Hillary, they're actually selling her book of lies for her.
Exactly.
And they're acting like Hillary and Bill actually ran something when they're just puppets. But the neocons, as they make Bush look good by bashing Clinton, won't mention that Bush is expanding every Clinton policy from gun control to national service to open borders. They won't mention that Bush is blocking Dan Burton's committee investigating Pardongate, so he's protecting Bill Clinton.
Oh, absolutely.
So they don't see, they'll talk about how the border's open, but won't tell you why.
And why are so many people resigning from the Bush administration? I mean, you got Larry Lindsey, economic advisor, you got Paul O'Neill, and a slew of others, even Arlie.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Fleischer.
Because if they get out in 6 years or 5 years when Bush ends his second term, they won't have the pull. But if they get out early, they'll have a few years guaranteed, even if Bush loses the election, to cash in on the influence they have. They're also putting their minions in key infrastructure positions.
You know, a long time ago, Alex, I vowed to myself that I would never vote for a Democrat or a Republican ever again. Okay? And that's a hard thing to do when you see this Nazi getting in and doing all this creepy stuff. But I got to say that I also can see the forest through the trees and recognize that, you know, Kerry is just a wolf in sheep's clothing.
They're members of the same secret society sworn to destroy America. That is admitted. Skull and Bones, sworn to destroy America. And that's the bottom line. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
I got to let you go. Got a lot of callers here. Kevin in Mass. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. I got a caller I was listening to on your show the other day, Alex, who was very intrigued by what you were saying. And I know you've helped wake me up to the lies in the media and to look to alternative sources such as yourself, which is my favorite source for the truth. But he was looking for some other sources for things like Bohemian Grove. The tales are so unbelievable, it is hard to believe. And I just wanted to recommend a couple of things. Like, there's a book called The Franklin Cover-Up by ex-Republican Senator John DeCamp, talking about some of the same things that go on in Bohemian Grove. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Okay, I'm sorry. another, you know, Alex, you tend to come from a background of republicanism. There's a guy that previously would have been in the Democratic Party. His name's Sherm Skolnick. I read some of him. Again, you're my favorite source, but you'll see from people different walks of life.
Sir, I've had Skolnick on five times. I've had DeCamp on probably five or six times. I've interviewed all these people, but you know, people can't believe Bohemian Grove, that Bush and these guys go, and that male prostitutes are trucked in from all over the world, flown in by private jet, that they do bizarre satanic rituals. But I have the Washington Times. I have the Sacramento Bee. I have Parade Magazine. I have Spy Magazine. I have all these articles in my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, where mainstream news admits, I have the Washington Times saying that they have giant homosexual orgies at the Republican compound there at Bohemian Grove. Now that's the Washington Times. I have the Bohemian Grove Club in the national video that aired on the Trio Network and all over Europe and Japan. But it's aired right here on national TV. And they admit at the end of the film that I did sneak in and I did get the ritual on video. They say, so what?
I agree.
Having fun dressing up in these satanic outfits.
Your videos hit you right in the face and show it. I've got the Bohemian Grove, the 9/11 Road to Tyranny, and the Masters of Terror.
I mean, the point I'm making here, though, is that I'll be on a so-called conservative Christian talk show, and the so-called Christian leader will say, well, yes, I'm a Mason, I'm also a Baptist, and let me tell you, the Bohemian Grove, you're a liar, you're a devil for saying this about Bush. And I go, Bush admits he goes there. Nope, it's not true, listeners. You know, that's all they've got. It's like Ashcroft. They just deny things that are a fact.
Well, I have a member of a group that has some Masons that I'm friends with in it, and we were talking about 9/11, and I was, just hitting them with facts, and they were trying to undermine my argument with just saying it's a lie, but I was hitting them with documented facts that you presented. And so, basically, I was kind of stunned, which they never cease to do, and hit with a statement, well, at least now they fear us. Who they are, I don't know, that we want to fear us. But he stopped trying to say that it wasn't true, and basically saying, even if it is true, tough, they fear us.
I know a lot of good old boys that got the million-dollar house and the jet boats and the good-looking wife and the business, and they'll go, Alex, I've seen your information. All right, they did it. We need to do this to expand America. America is dying. The liberties are disappearing. The industries are disappearing. The energy that was left in America is being used to empower the New World Order, destroy the image of America worldwide, and demonize us and legitimize the UN. That's what's happening in a nutshell.
Right. It's not Democrats. It's not Republicans. Globalist is a good term. It's the central bankers of the world. JFK had said in his inaugural address, those who try to gain power by riding the back of the tiger usually end up inside. And that's what they don't realize, is that they think they're a group that's in, and they will turn on these lower-level people as well. It's the super elite that is running this thing.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Michael in New York. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I thought your one caller, Paul, called in before. He was referring to the checkpoints and all that he found.
Yeah, they have big signs now, the so-called traffic billboards flash, checkpoint ahead, training you to accept it. Yeah.
Right. I mean, these guys are calling people by citizen, they're saying you're a citizen only, and basically it's going to be...
Police call us civilians,
and
since when were we under a military dictatorship?
Yeah, it was like when they present like a family, an average American car, like a Ford or Chevy drives up, they're supposed to be a husband and wife in the front seat. So they drive up the checkpoint, corporal comes up and says, may I see your identification, citizen? Like, you know, it's like, it's a definite mode of control. It's Soviet, definitely. And also, John Kerry actually did propose a bill last year that would enhance these checkpoints that in our public transportation.
Well, I mean, they're floating an article where Kerry said that war with Iraq was good when Clinton was doing it in 97. And they go, oh, look. He's for it, see? Yeah, that's the point. It's all rhetoric. Just because Kerry was for the war and then now was against it doesn't mean the war was good. It shows what a bunch of whores they are.
Yeah, he's a skull and bones as well as George Bush is, and that's who's going to be debating next year if we don't do anything about it now.
That's it. The first skull and bones presidency, either way you cut it or slice it, a rigged game. Do you want to continue or are you done?
No, I actually one more thing.
Okay, stay there, Michael. And we'll come back and talk to Mark and Ed and many others. Wide open phones on this Friday, talking about real issues that actually affect you. InfoWars.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places besides on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's here, and Ted Anderson from Midas Resources wants to be sure you call right now and get yours today. It's the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values. I love going to all the big gun shows, and now I can buy with the comfort of knowing exactly what that old Winchester is really worth. Armed with the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values makes you more knowledgeable and makes gun collecting more profitable. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains more information and firearm values than any other publication. Over 1,600 pages with the most accurate firearm prices available. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains nearly 1 million words of text. No other book even comes close, and most of the information in this publication is not available anywhere else. Take the guesswork out of your next gun purchase by calling Midas Resources and ordering your copy of the Blue Book of Gun Values today. They're only $34.95 plus shipping. So call now, 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95 shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the documents of freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Hello, everybody. My name is Bob Barefoot, and I'm here today to introduce Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus. It has twice as much of the high-grade marine coral calcium from Okinawa, Japan, and almost twice as much of all other nutrients. Today, it's the best bang for your buck in the health nutrient industry, and coral calcium is the nutrient of the 21st century. Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus.
Bob wants to help heal America. He believes this admirable goal can be achieved in just a few short years, but only with your help. For a complete listing of all of Bob's products, including the new Barefoot's Best and the original Coral Calcium Supreme, go to robertbarefoot.com. Or call 1-800-510-4074. That's 1-800-510-4074. Robert Barefoot wants to help your body heal itself today. So call toll-free 800-510-4074 or visit www.robertbarefoot.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. I wanted Michael in New York to hold on so he could finish his comments after the break, but he hung up, so we'll go back to the calls. And then in the next segment, I'm going to dive into the news, the drugging of our children, the police state, World War III, the globalists are setting up. It's all coming up, folks, so stay with us. Mark in Colorado. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex.
You bet, sir.
I have a footnote for you regarding the checkpoint issue. Yesterday I was listening to a Denver-based talk show, and the host of the show was pointing out what he believed to be facts regarding drunk driving as the basis for substantiating news that had come out on ABC regarding a national crackdown on drunk drivers. It's supposed to begin on June 27th and go through July 13th.
And notice, last month we had a month-long crackdown on wearing your seatbelt. See, this is funded by billions of dollars. It is officially stated in the National Seatbelt Initiative, Part 3 of the four-part plan, that it is to train us for internal checkpoints to be funded by toll roads. We're going across state lines or entering cities. Your cars will be searched just like the airports. And you look at them wrong, they're going to charge you criminally. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say was that the information they were passing out was a little bit alarming. The talk show host was saying that the news that he got from ABC purported to say that one drunk driver, or a person drives or dies in a drunk driving accident every 30 seconds. Well, if you crunch the numbers on that, you come up with over 1 million people a year, which I know has to be a lot.
But yeah, there's not that many. There's not that many automobile accidents. Of course, they lie. That's all they do is lie.
Well, I agree with you there. And I, you know what? I called this guy up and I challenged him. I said, "Look, you're talking about 2,880 people a day would have to die in a drunk driving related accident." And he says, "Well, I got this information from ABC News." And I said, "Well, you know, you might want to check your sources and maybe do a little bit of research as it relates to the truth about this, because this cannot be true."
Well, look. They know how to sell us stuff. Take the EAS system. You know what EAS is?
No, I don't.
Emergency Alert System, by law, 96, all radio and TV stations had FEMA takeover boxes by remote control, by radio and satellite. TV stations had satellite, radio stations had radio boxes put in. Everything must be wired through the box. It is a FEMA takeover system. The billboards, the traffic cameras, federally funded. It's all part of this command and control system. They put the FEMA bunkers in 99, and then to sell it to us, they called it the Amber Alert and funded it and are now making it the law that they can take over whenever they want. Now, I work in radio. This is a fact, but the average person goes, "Oh, no, that was to save the little kids." Well, now they're flashing report guns on the billboards. Now they're saying report terrorists on the billboards. I have video of this in Police State 3, my new video.
I've seen that here in Colorado. You're absolutely right.
But see how they sell it. It's, "Oh, we're going to have checkpoints, thousands of them every week now around the country, federally funded, mandated. Oh, we're going to have hardened checkpoints built in, already starting in New York, Kansas, all over the place. Oh, we're going to pay for it with a toll on the roads. Oh, but it's to stop drunks. You're against drunks, aren't you?" But part three of the plan says that the seatbelt initiative is an excuse to search your car for criminal prosecutions. So it's admitted what they're doing, sir.
You know, it's unbelievable. The average American apparently doesn't know how to use a calculator. When you crunch numbers and you find out the truth, you know that they're lying to you about stuff like this. It's just absolutely amazing, especially because, you know, the news about drunk driving and other things is put across as being absolute fact. Nobody verifies this information. They just take it because they're all brainwashed.
Well, look, it's called probable cause. If somebody's weaving down the road, if the cops see somebody drinking a Miller Lite, then pull them over, bust them, whatever. But don't stop me. I mean, I've been at a checkpoint where it takes an hour to get through it, hour and a half. I-35 is shut down. There's troops with machine guns, literal army out now, helicopters flying around. This has nothing to do with drunks or seat belts.
I agree with you there.
Oh, they admit it. Their own plan says that that's just the label to get you to accept it. The Supreme Court says we can have safety checkpoints. That doesn't violate the law. It's for safety.
Hey, Alex, I heard about your finger. I'm sorry to hear that that happened to you, but I had a little word for you from Romans 8:18. I do not consider these present sufferings to be worth compared to the glory that will be revealed to us. So hang in there, buddy. I appreciate what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
All right. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I almost cut my finger off last weekend, and I mentioned it just so that people in Austin that knew about it, it's no big deal, wouldn't turn it into I got cut in half by a dinosaur. You know how these stories morph and change. We'll be back with more calls in the news. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We
want powerful Black Mercury replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Folks, it's simple. The government isn't going to say putting in a Running Man system where the billboards say report terrorists, where the cameras watch you and face scan you, where the radio and TV stations get taken over every day for government broadcast. And so they go, there's an Amber Alert system. It's for the children. You're for the children, aren't you? When it's a public set system years before they even put in the Amber Alert. Then Congress funds it. You read the bill. It's the EAS system. The FCC, under their laws, under their regulations, made the stations take it. Then it became the law that they had to let the government take over whenever and however they wanted. And now the billboards in Texas, you know, when the state legislatures were in a fight, they used Homeland Security to go after the legislature. Source on that, Dallas Morning News. They flash report illegal guns. And they've got some now that are like Jumbotron TV screens, and they'll flash guns on them. I mean, it's just la-la land insanity, folks. You go rent the 1986 Running Man, and it's the same thing. I mean, it's as Orwellian as it gets, folks. And then you have arguments with idiots that go, oh, it's an Amber Alert, or police checkpoints are to stop drunks. Well, the government says they're to search your vehicle and set up internal passport checkpoint toll roads. Okay, official government law. Look around you. They're putting in the infrastructure right now for the cashless society control grid, tearing out the service checkout lines in Home Depot and at the malls and in the grocery stores. And then after they put in the self-serve, they put in thumb scanners. Then they get rid of the service checkout lines. Then you don't have a choice. Then you've got a thumb scan. That destroys the economy. This is all about control. Years ago, I told you about the plan to make you retina scan to start your car. Official federal plan. Houston Chronicle reported on it 2 years ago. Now Australia is about to make it the law. A retina scanner in your car to make sure you're not tired or on drugs. It'll save lives. They say that 30 children die a year by being left in the car by their parents. And so the GM and Ford, by 2005, had discussions of putting it standard on cars to have a wireless infrared camera, and that if the heat goes up to a certain point, it will register if you're in the car and haven't disabled it, and will call the police. Why, it'll save 30 children. We need cameras watching us by cell phone hooked in to Homeland Security. And I've read Associated Press, World Net Daily, all the articles, BBC, from England to Australia to the U.S. They're about to make it the law to satellite track and tax you to drive your car. You know, this is all happening. San Francisco made you take transponders in your cars. No more paying cash at the toll roads. And then they said, oh, guess what? We're going to turn the whole city into a toll road. We're putting the radio readers up, and we're going to tax you and trace you as you drive. Folks, it's already happening. It's already here. I have their official statements. And it makes me so mad. Let's take a few calls, and I got to get to this news. I just got to get to it. I'm going these calls quick. Each caller's got about a minute and a half. Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on the air, then Phil and Bart. Go ahead, Ed.
Alex, I have the older Burkerfield plastic water filter. It's got new filters in it. Works great. I was looking for a good excuse to get upgraded to this new one to stand in the lights, you know?
Yes, sir.
And my buddy come over, and his brother's in Iraq, and their major complaint over there is the water. They can't drink the water because it's being treated so heavy, you know?
Yeah, it's got so much chlorine and stuff in it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to donate it. That's my excuse. We're going to buy some sport bottles and send them over. I recommend it to anybody out there who's getting kids over there.
You know, that's a good point. They won't even give our troops water filter systems.
Yeah, anybody got kids or relatives out there, buy them some sport bottles or buy them a Berkfield, send it over there to them.
Yeah, the sports bottle will do like 400 gallons, cost, $29. It'll clean the water to very clean levels. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I thought it was. Them kids need it. Them guys over there, you know, I don't support the war, but you know, we've got to help, you know. Help the kids out a little.
Well, certainly. I mean, I support the troops. I didn't like them getting nerve gas in the first war and not getting treatment.
That's incredible.
But really supporting the troops is bad. You're supposed to just mindlessly, on a skin-deep level, wave plastic, desecrated American flags made by slaves in China.
Maybe I'll slip a couple of your tapes in the box, too.
Sure. What else is on your mind, Ed?
About 35 years ago, my dad seen the fishing, wildlife and fish guy with big 357 Magnum on his side, harassing people about fishing license. And way back then, you know, guys from the World War II era, he was like, I was like a little kid. He goes, that's something wrong here. He goes, that shouldn't be going on, you know.
Let me tell you what happened. 2 years ago, there was a Field and Stream article. I don't take Field and Stream, but a listener sent me the whole magazine. The deputy editor was fishing with a license on a lake, and they came up to the dock, and a SWAT team, it said in black and green ski mask, came up and roughed them up. So, see, the more that happens, the more people are going to get angry.
Yeah, but my father was from, they're from Russia, and well, his parents, and he was always talked about how we were always going toward Russia. We were returning like them, you know?
Anybody who's lived in tyranny in Poland or China or Russia is freaking out right now to see the exact slogans with just an added American flair. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Alex.
Phil in Virginia. Phil, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Phil, it's good to talk to you. Go ahead.
I have a little update, and I have two brief questions. I spoke with a man today, the owner of the station, and I'm trying to get you on here. And he wanted to. I asked him to listen to your program, the CD that Chris sent me, and he tried to denigrate the program. And then I called him on it and said, you know, this is a top-notch production. And then he relented and admitted that. And then I told him that. This program is the most important program that he could have on the air, and why don't he run it? And he just continued to say that he didn't think it was proper for that time frame. And I said, the truth of the matter is, you could put the man's show on against Rush Limbaugh live and not miss a beat. And that's just that, you know. But they're really bizarre behavior of these people.
Well, is this station you're trying to get the show on, does it carry Lord Limbaugh?
Oh, yes. Well, he owns the two main talk shows, talk radio programs in this area.
I mean, the talk stations.
Talk stations, yes.
Well, look, we have a lot of new AM&FM affiliates picking us up. The show is growing quickly, but a lot of people think conservatism is Bush reauthorizing the assault weapons ban and adding a ban on all semi-automatic shotguns. They think I'm liberal because I'm against the assault weapons ban. They think I'm liberal because I'm for controlling our borders. They think I'm liberal because I want to prosecute Bill Clinton. They think I'm liberal because I'm against giving supercomputers to communist China. They think I'm liberal because I'm against campaign finance reform that restricts the First Amendment. They think I'm liberal because I'm against the New World Order. They think conservatism means that you're for more government, more regulation, no Bill of Rights, gun control, tripling the size of the BATF, forced national service. They think that Lenin and Stalin are conservative. They think George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are liberal. And so they think that, you know, this is what they really think. This is what their views are. They're liberals and didn't even know it.
Yeah, they're cult members, and they don't even realize it.
I have to agree. It's a cult of idiocy and mindlessness, and so, I mean, that's to be expected. So,
yeah,
they believe the propaganda. I mean, all the neocons do is bash mindless liberals and beat up stupid liberals on their shows, and all they're doing is beating up somebody out of their own camp, giving us the illusion that they're actually against all this. And they're not. They're the worst people out there. The neocons are despicable creatures.
That's right. Okay. I try to get your videos on public access and run up against a stone wall on that also, because it's the government's involved with that.
Look, any access station is going to tell you can't put stuff on. You ask for their rules, and yes, you can. You may have to go down and sign up and take some classes. So, believe me, I know the rules on that.
Is public TV, do they get any taxpayer money?
Well, I mean, have you called public access, or did you call the
I've called both.
Or did you call the local PBS? Well, PBS.
I called a local
PBS. PBS is Rockefeller TV, okay, and is just phony left-wing stuff. And then, let me tell you, in 1974, there was an act of Congress that if cities were going to give cable systems monopoly of the right-of-way, which was worth tens of millions in major cities a year to them, that a small portion of the cable bill, it's paid for by cable subscribers, would go to carry city, county, school district, and to provide a local venue for citizens to engage in the First Amendment. In 96, they deregulated that and said that you no longer had to do that. But it's still up to the cities. The cities can still force the cable companies to provide that, and they should. In Austin, 31 cents out of the basic cable bill, $27, a little over 30 cents, goes to provide city, county, school, so you can see what's happening there, and a local venue for people to get on TV. I think it's wonderful. It's what the airwaves are all about. But this isn't the airwave. This is transmission lines. And so now they're claiming that it's been deregulated. But it doesn't matter. If your city forces them, they will go along with Access TV.
Okay. Well,
and also, they're now promoting Access TV if it's an establishment version, because it's a value-added caveat to original programming that cannot be offered on the satellite.
How about that? Okay. Do you have any inside information that I need to know about the Green Party and the JBS?
The Green Party has a lot of good, well-meaning people in it. It is establishment run by the big foundations and is basically a watermelon. Green on the outside, red on the inside.
Okay.
The JBS has a lot of good members and puts out a lot of good information, and I think they're solid. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. One more call, and I got to get to news real quick. Bart in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bart.
Hey, Alex. I just basically called in to talk a little bit about how disgusting it is, the swill and the doublethink that comes out of our TV these days. You know, I have the day off today, so I decided to turn on the TV and see what was on. And I didn't know this, but basically, you know, here they got about 3 hours in the afternoon dedicated to these judge shows where you get some poor, you know, ignorant
fool. It's training
fool.
You for the tribunal for the judge system, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just between that and a lot of the doublethink that goes on. Like the other day, I don't know if you caught this, the Fox was running a special on the BBC. Basically because the BBC ran an airing of a show where they went around the world and polled people about, you know, issues of the day concerning America and, you know, our stance towards the rest of the world.
And in it, America's bad, but the UN is good. Two sides of the same coin, paradigm management.
Yeah, I mean, just people in the audience, you know, I don't understand. I really can't understand the zombie mentality that's going on with most of our citizens.
People can analyze football and baseball and know all the details, but they don't think they can understand politics, so they just buy the surface projection. They've got to get them beneath the surface.
Yeah, it's pretty sad at how willing people are just to be spoon-fed all their information.
I hear you, Bart. Thanks for the call. All right, let me cover some news now. Now, bottom line, the 83 test of Prozac found that a large percent, in one of the studies by the drug maker, 14% had psychotic breaks or had violent behavior. A large percent committed suicide. And it puts you into a mind-numbed system. It mesmerizes you. It puts you into a subconscious state. This is admitted. It's a psychotropic. akin to an hallucinogen. And FDA Paxil may be linked to suicide in kids. Agency warns that kids shouldn't suddenly stop medication. So that's the spin. If you've been on it, go off of it slowly. And that is true. But getting on it also causes it. The Food and Drug Administration wants doctors to stop giving the antidepressant Paxil to children. The agency is reviewing reports that the drug may increase a child's risk of suicidal thinking and suicide attempts. Well, the whole class of drugs does it. And same thing with adults. The added hormones in an adolescent may even make it worse. But health officials said children and teens now taking Paxil should not stop immediately. I agree. Those who do not stop taking Paxil will need medical supervision to taper off and avoid rebound side effects, which include abnormal dreams and shock-like sensations. Well, yeah, in the inserts for these class of drugs, unconsciousness, seizures, you know, I mean, give me a break, folks. It changes brain chemistry. The FDA has never approved the use of Paxil in children or teens. The agency says there's no evidence that the drug is effective in treating major depressive disorders in kids, but the agency's warning does not forbid doctors from prescribing the drug to anyone under 18. Well, they've been doing it, and CPS will put your kids on it first thing when they get them because they get federal funds. Folks, every shooter, Harris, Klebold, Kip Kinkle, all of them, every case, Ashbrook at the Baptist Church, Furrow at the Jewish Temple, every mass shooter we've seen has been on these drugs. I mean, there's been cases of women on it dancing around naked on roofs. It's horrible. And what does Ritalin do? It's methamphetamine, folks. Retards growth, brain shrinkage, brain damage, heart palpitations, increased heart size, can double in size. University study, Ritalin use may worsen cocaine abuse. People who use cocaine regularly may have a harder time breaking the habit if they use Ritalin or the club drug ecstasy in their youth. University of Miami study suggests the number of U.S. children, adolescents who were prescribed Ritalin and other stimulants surged dramatically in the 1990s, from 1 million to over 10 million, I would add. The study conducted on laboratory mice found that rodents given Ritalin and ecstasy, then later cocaine, showed higher sensitivity to cocaine than those that hadn't been exposed to the first two stimulants. Well, yeah, you get somebody on methamphetamine, they're going to like other narcotics. If they start using drugs, these guys have been predisposed to Ritalin and ecstasy, may be more susceptible to relapse than others, said Yosef Ishak, a UM professor of psychiatry and the lead researcher on the study. Folks, it blocks neuroreceptors. You cannot be a happy person the level you could. They develop more depression. You get natural endorphins. I got endorphins flowing right now on this show. I mean, I'm on the radio talking to millions of people. When I do a good job or when I make a good film, I get high. God designed it that way, and it's real. And it opens receptors. It doesn't block receptors. I am on natural narcotics 18 hours a day. I remember when I was a linebacker, man, I'd stick somebody. And, you know, it's a war simulation. And, you know, the guy had to carry the guy off the field. I'd have an endorphin rush. Now, that's what endorphin is, ladies and gentlemen. And they're just ruining your kids' gray matter. Ah, go ahead. Give them hallucinogens, psychotropics. Give them narcotics. Give them amphetamines. Let them shrink their brains. Let their hearts palpitate. Let your child never grow. Stunt their growth. Speed kills, baby. Big Pharma says they want to put all the troops on it now. Oh, yeah. Then they'll come back and be hopped-up cops. I'll tell you about the spread of paganism. It's admitted, thanks to Harry Potter. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you.
Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
The point I'm making is they're trying to destroy humanity, get us dependent on drugs. They've been shipping the narcotics in for a long time. They sell us the alcohol. They sell us all these other drugs. And now they're moving on to narcotics and hallucinogens, the psychotropics. And it goes on that if they start using drugs, these guys that have been predisposed to Ritalin and ecstasy may be more susceptible for relapse than others. Higher doses may be much more dangerous than therapeutic doses, he said, adding that the study may be more relevant to those who abuse Ritalin than those who take it carefully monitored prescription basis. Yeah, right. For Ritalin, caution should be used. For ecstasy, using adolescents, it's a warning signal. Well, drug abuse explodes when your kids have ever been on Ritalin or any of these other drugs, either the narcotic speeds or the psychotropics. And the professor says that adolescents will present the results on Wednesday, which he did in Ball Harbor during the 65th annual meeting of the College on Problems of Drug Dependence, a national group of more than 1,000 scientists. Ritalin is a stimulant used to treat millions of children and adults diagnosed with ADHD, a made-up thing. Again, when you get a puppy and it jumps around and chews on things, and or you see a baby seal on Discovery Channel hopping around happily, the doctors descend on it and put it on Ritalin to burn its little brain out. No, this is what mammals do. This is how you behave. This is how you're supposed to act. That boy's raising his hand too much and talking in class. Can you believe it? Let's put him on narcotics. In the 1990s, prescriptions for Ritalin and similar drugs rose fivefold, nearly 20 million by 2000. Well, my number from 6 to 10 million individuals taking it any one year, they say 20 million. Okay. According to IMS Health, a national prescription auditing firm, about 80% of the prescriptions were written for children diagnosed with ADHD. My son got in a fist fight, they say. I remember kids in school getting a fight or something, maybe on Ritalin the next week, drooling in the corner. Changes in the brain. The professor said that it changes brain chemistry, and it causes heart palpitations, brain damage. The size of the brain actually shrinks. Oh, that's a nice thing to do to your child. But the doctor said it was okay. Yeah, a doctor bought and paid for by the military-industrial complex, who's probably hopped up on more drugs than you can count on two hands. Bunch of drug addict idiots. I'll tell you, folks, this is disgusting. Absolutely amazing. All right, paganism, witchcraft on the rise in the UK, TV shows, internet, Harry Potter boost membership. It's official. The biggest religion now in England is paganism, and when they poll people, they say, oh, I got into it because of Harry Potter. I got into it because of... Harry Potter is a handbook on witchcraft, okay? I've studied witchcraft. It gets kids into it. You can keep denying it. The Christian schools have it as curriculum now, the same Christian schools that have pictures of George Bush hanging up. And they're just replacing Christianity with paganism. That's what's happening, let's be honest. More of that coming up in the next hour. Plus, I've got folks coming on to talk about Walmart and Homeland Security and the RFID tags and more of your calls. But before I end this hour, I hope everybody goes to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I hope you order all my videos. I hope you make copies of them. I've made 9 different films. And the newest one is Police State 3 Total Enslavement. They're incredible videos dissecting the New World Order, covering Homeland Security, Patriot Act 1 and 2, government-sponsored terror. Get the new video. Get all the videos. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or net to order or call or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. Don't be the one that laid down and let the globalists win. Stand up and join us. We'll be right back.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most...